Do you ever hear the expression flu?
Yeah, I've heard it. I didn't know. I probably sat here all night and I thought of it in connection with that stovepipe.
What do you mean?
I don't know. When you mentioned it, I knew right away. If you'd have used the word to me, I'd known what you're talking about. But it's just a word that I never use, and it's, you know.
Mm-hmm. But you'd call that the...
What you're talking about there?
Uh-huh.
That flu deal? Yeah, I guess so. But I never would get it out on my own.
And if you wanted to move bricks or something heavy like that, something that has a little wheel in front.
Wheelbarrow?
Okay. Any other names for that?
No, I don't think so.
Did you ever hear of Georgia buggy?
No.
And the thing people drive nowadays, you'd call a...
Car?
Any other names?
Automobile.
And if something was squeaking, to lubricate it, you'd say you had to...
Oil it.
Or...
Grease it.
Okay, you say yesterday he... What the car? He...
Grease the car.
And if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all...
Greasy.
Huh?
Greasy.
And... Inside the tire of the car, you have the inner
tube.
And if your door was squeaking, you could put a few drops of
oil.
And what do people used to burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
Any
oil.
Other?
Huh? Oil.
That's the same thing?
I don't think so. I'm more familiar with kerosene lamp. You know, use it now. You take them lamps. The oil lamps, to me, are different. They were glass. The more glass-headed deal on the top of them look different. Kerosene lamp to me has got a metal frame to it, and well, there's just something different to me than an oil lamp and kerosene lamp.
Did you ever see people make a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some kerosene?
No.
Did you ever have a flambeau?
Uh-uh. I thought you were describing a Molotov cocktail.
Someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water. You'd say they were going to...
Launch it.
Okay. What different kinds of boats would people have around here?
Oh, mostly... That I am not a boater, but mostly little motor boats, little fishing boats with outboard motor on them.
Mm-hmm. Any special names for the fishing boats or...
You mean small ones?
Mm-hmm.
No, not really. Just call them boat. Boat and motor, usually.
Do you ever hear it called a rowboat or John?
Oh, a rowboat, yeah. Okay.
What does a rowboat look like?
Well, it's a lot smaller boat, usually, I guess, about 10, 12 feet long with an oar on each side.
Is it pointed or flat?
Yeah, pointed at the front and squared off at the back.
Mm-hmm. What about a pirogue or bateau?
No, I think that's up in Louisiana, isn't it? Never seen one, no, I don't think. Unless it's that flat bottom deal, it's sloped at the front and kind of, you know, not pointed.
Uh-huh.
That might be my impression of it.
Of the?
P-roll, uh-huh. Whatever you call it.
And if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother would bring in the clothes and say?
Put on your clothes.
Or here?
Here are your clothes.
And if you're taking a child to the dentist might say, and if the child was scared, the dentist would say, you don't need to be scared, I. What's going to hurt you?
I'm not going to hurt you.
Do you ever use the word ain't?
Do I use it?
Uh-huh.
Kidding around. That's one thing that drummed into my head when I was growing up, that was a very, very incorrect word. Now, like I say, just kidding around. If fool, you know, it's in harsh play, I'll say, well, I ain't going to do that. And I know I'm using it in a kidding way. I just have always, it's one word that I've always felt was, you know, drummed into my head, that's not correct.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but you wouldn't ever just say
I wouldn't use it in any, you know, normal conversation, serious conversation. I wouldn't use it, no.
Uh-huh.